Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, the first domino fell in the college football coaching carousel, as James Franklin will be the new coach at Virginia Tech.
And they managed to renegotiate the buyout with offset language, so at least Penn State is off the hook for a bunch of that. So
$9 million Penn State will have to pay him instead of $58 million.
Which is, I know these contracts aren't going to get unwound anytime soon, but this is what needs to happen, is you need to have very strong offset language and be like, look, if you want to go coach somewhere else, we're not going to pay you $50 million while someone else pays you $50 million. So good for them for being able to come up with this.
He wanted to go coach.
Yes.
And that's
because if he wanted to, he could have just sat on his ass and exactly. had the $54 million bucks.
Like Brian Kelly.
Yes.
That is a great fit.
I totally agree.
That could not be a more perfect fit.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech is getting a very good head coach, and the head coach is getting an underrated place where he can win.
Yeah. I mean, James Franklin's only sin is not being Ohio State. And, yeah, it's a...
He's really good. He's good at Vanderbilt. He's good at Penn State.
He just wasn't Ohio State.
And so because of that, he's not going to coach at the Ohio States or the Alabamas or the LSUs. Virginia Tech, absolutely perfect play. I feel like that is such a stabilizing hire for that program.
Yes. If I was a second tier or third tier program, I don't know if I could find a better fit than James Franklin. And especially coming off this, like Franklin obviously jumped ship from Vandy to Penn State because it was hard at Vanderbilt. Still is hard at Vanderbilt, right? Despite their success, it's going to be more of a challenge there. I would like to think that with James Franklin, having gone through what he did at Penn State, that if Vautech stays the course, I think James Franklin may be a guy that could stay at Virginia Tech for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
I'm not certain that he is going to jump at the next Florida or LSU job that becomes available if his name gets brought up for it. So this is...
Well, Beamer did a great job there.
Yeah.
Frank, the dad... Oh, no, I guess Shane's at South Carolina,
yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
But...
It hasn't been the same since.
No, it hasn't, but the school... I think this is why it's a great fit. That's great for Virginia Tech.
Yes.
They're getting a good coach. But I also think Virginia Tech is smart enough and has had success in the past enough to understand they have to give Franklin what he needs to get a guy like Franklin. Like, James Franklin is not just going to go anywhere.
No.
And he even said that. He was on College Game Day, a couple weeks after he got fired, and he said that. He was like, look, I want a coach, but... You know, not all jobs are created equal, and there are certain things I'm going to need to, because I want to win a championship.
Yeah.
And I think Virginia Tech is just the absolute perfect spot that isn't a championship, you know, traditionally a championship. They're not a power.
Yeah.
But they're capable.
Yeah.
Like, they're like what Indiana has done. Probably even better. They have a...
Because they actually have a
rabid fan base down there. They have good tradition that people care. There's a lot of recruits in that area. I would imagine Franklin, in order to get that deal done, because it sounds like it took a while to get the deal done, Franklin was asking for some things like, hey, I need commitment from you on a couple of things. And if Virginia Tech gave it to him, dude, that's a win-win. That's a really good spot for him.
And in the ACC, you're not going to face Ohio State and Oregon and those teams every year. It's going to be a smaller hurdle to climb. Resources won't be quite what they were at Penn State, but you're also playing in lesser competition. You have better access to the playoff. And like you said, I think realistic expectations. And I think for a guy like James Franklin, realistic expectations are going to be a big deal. And if you win 9 games at Virginia Tech every year, they will love you. Since 2011, would you care to guess how many 10-win seasons Virginia Tech has had?
So there have been 14 seasons in there?
Yeah. 14, so this will be the 15. Yeah, this will be 15 years, and they're not getting to 10 wins this year. They're 3-7.
Yeah, I'd say 9.
1.
Oh.
They've won.
When did Beamer leave?
So Beamer left in 2015. So
this is since Beamer.
Yeah.
Essentially.
They have won. Justin Fuente, his first year there, went 10-4. And since then, they have never won 10 games.
I was thinking Beamer was more recent.
No, Beamer's been gone for a little bit. So it went from Beamer to Fuente to now, Pry, and he's gone. So I forget. I don't know who the interim guy is there, but now it's James Franklin. So, you know, if you come in and you're James Franklin, like you said, rabid fan base, winnable conference, and
you just need money.
You need money. And 8 or 9 wins every single year, and then you start putting up some 10-win seasons, occasionally make a run in an AC title and a playoff, and you can be at Virginia Tech for a long, long time. I couldn't agree more. And this is why I said, like, if Wisconsin was going to get rid of Luke Fickell, and it turns out they didn't, and we'll see what happens there. James Franklin, for a place like, I think Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, I think Iowa did this with Ferentz. I think Iowa State has done this with... Iowa State's done this with Matt Campbell, right? These are all great fits for programs that are second tier programs that have really good coaches they've managed to keep around, as opposed to just kind of at the first sign of trouble moving on from him.
So Lane Kiffin came out today and said it is not true, the reports that Ole Miss has given him an ultimatum, but it sounds like according to the scuttle. Well, yes, of course he's looking. Yeah. Dude, does anybody have it better than him right now? How many coaches have the opportunity to coach any of 3 SEC schools at the same time? That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And by the way, like, hammer SEC program.
Yes. He has the opportunity to pick between Ole Miss, LSU, and Florida.
I just think this is awkward.
That's crazy.
And I understand that you're doing your due diligence, but Ole Miss is going to be in the college football playoff, whether they lose in the Egg Bowl or not. And that's they're going to the playoff. And Lane Kiffin, he may not, but Lane Kiffin has sent his family, his ex-wife, and his brother in the last 2 weeks to LSU and Florida. I mean, come on, Lane. Like,
well, he's obviously, but what do you want him to do? Give me the right way to handle that.
To your point, maybe there isn't. I find it incredible that you are in the midst of a national title run where you are a legitimate title contender, and you are actively looking at other jobs. If I'm an Ole Miss fan, I am absolutely livid. Like, what are you playing for? Like, you are, this is what you are attempting, is to win a national title, and it is right in front of you. And you can't tell me that guy's full attention is on Ole Miss, because he's obviously sending family members to look at other schools that you have to play.
The scuttle is that a few weeks ago, his agency, he's repped by CAA.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They were negotiating an extension at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people are saying the tenor has shifted.
Yeah.
And reportedly, Lane, he's very hard to read.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a weasel like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is he reportedly has major concerns about both LSU and Florida.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the political climate at LSU, and he doesn't think he jives with the leadership at Florida.
And yet he's still actively flirting and making out with them while being married to someone else.
Coaches do it all the time. I don't know what you want him to do. Like this is a must capitalize moment for him in his life.
Yeah.
And this is a really hard one. We talked about this with Jonathan Smith. Sometimes I give these coaches a little bit more slack maybe than other people because they can't control the timing.
Yeah.
I mean, LSU and Florida, that's a really tough dance. Yeah. LSU and Florida want an answer.
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of a playoff race. You can't just blow them off.
Yeah.
What is he supposed to do?
I guess in an ideal world, I would like someone to say, you know what, I will talk to you at the end of my season. I'm trying to win a national title, but
we talked, you were gone.
That doesn't work.
When you were in Portugal, I talked to Dan Lanning about this.
Yeah.
And he was great about it. He said, and we were mainly talking, well, we were speaking certainly in generality, general terms, because sure. I didn't want to bring up Will Stein, but he even brought up Will Stein. He's like, yeah, I've had these talks with Will Stein. And he basically said, look, this is just a common thing in college football.
Yeah.
And everybody goes through it. If you're having success, you're going to go through it. He said, when you schedule your stuff, like your Zoom calls or whatever, you just have to do it at times that it doesn't interfere with your job. He said, listen, I know you guys are going to be popular out there talking to his coordinators like Will Stein. I need you focused on this job, but I also am here to support you and help you get where you want to go in your life.
Yeah.
That it's a really,
I think there's a difference in my mind between being a coordinator and trying to move up and having a top 15 job in America where you're on the precipice of a national championship and you're literally.
What is he supposed to do, though?
Yeah.
Tell me the way to handle it. Let me hear. I'll let you hear what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is about a minute long. And of course, he's being asked about this right and left. This is right after. So they just played Florida.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
I know.
And he beat them, although it was close. Mm-hmm. And this was after the game where Ole Miss beat Florida.
Lane, read the story from Ross Dellinger this week that he had that sit down with you, and there was a really striking quote there at the end where you talked about picturing yourself being at the elite Blue Bloods, but you know, you sort of changed and you didn't think it was necessarily a place like Ole Miss, but you've sort of changed your way of thinking and that maybe this is the last chapter. There's a lot of talk about you for coaching searches right now. Do you anticipate being the head coach at Ole Miss next year?
Yeah, I think the last chapter thing makes me feel like I'm like 80 years old, you know? So I don't like being old, so I don't really like that part of the story that makes me feel like I'm on my last chapter. So I love what we're doing here. Today was awesome, and I don't talk about that stuff. And really to even talk about it right now would be so disrespectful to our players and how well they play today. So, you know, we got a lot of things going here, doing really well, and I love it here. So,
he is certainly sniffing around. Like that sounds to me like a guy who really doesn't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He may be going. He may not be going. He's likely going.
Yeah,
but I just that is all he can say. I mean, the only other thing he could do is worse, and that is go to his team and say, boys, I'm in this with you. I'm not going anywhere. And that's what coaches do.
Yep.
And then they up and leave. He's not doing that. I actually give him credit for that. It's the way Jonathan Smith got a lot of heat for the way he left Oregon State. But again, I thought he was as upright or as upfront as he could be.
Yeah.
It's just a really tough situation.
To me, I guess it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And I get it, right? It's just a job and you want a better one. I struggle with the you're in the midst of a national title run. And I do. I guess I want that coach to say to LSU or Ole Miss, if you want me, you can come talk to me at the end of this, you know, when I'm out of the national championship picture. And if you have to move on before then, okay, well, I obviously have a good here. I'm going to go try to win a national championship. I think that's different than being an offensive coordinator. And I say that it's probably a Pollyanna view, but that would bother me immensely. And if I'm an Ole Miss person and Lane Kiffin denied it, I have no problem with Ole Miss saying, dude, one or the other, man. And if you can't make up your decision by the Egg Bowl, we'll make the decision for you and get the hell out of here. This is the Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers. You either are or you aren't. And I would have a huge problem if I was a player with this. I just it's one thing if you're in the midst of a decent season, but dude, we're trying to win the first national title here, and it's within our sight, and you are actively flirting about not one but two jobs.
But
what does that say to your team?
But if you want him, but he can't help that. But if you want him to be are or aren't, how can you then give him an ultimate? Like you want him to be to say I'm committed to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And then we'll worry about it.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss is coming to him saying, in or out.
Yeah.
Well, what is he to do? He has to sniff around.
Well, but how hard is it? Again, I don't think you need to take a month to sniff around. Look, if you don't want to be there, take one of the jobs. But this idea that this gets drug out for a month now, both of these jobs have been open and they've been Lane Kiffin's if he wants them. And here we are at the end of the season and you still can't make up your mind. Dude, Esser, get off the pot. The other problem with all this is, you know, Jimmy Sexton is the agent for 14 of the 16 SEC schools. There's another problem in that, that Jimmy Sexton basically runs this. And you use it to, you know, you use the leverage and there's nothing you can really do about it. It really is a major problem, I think, in the world of college football. And it's also why I don't ever want to hear anyone give any crap to a player for bailing and looking for another school. Because we hear this all the time that, oh, you know, I have to actively recruit my team and these guys leave at a moment's notice. And hey, we're in the midst of trying to win games here. And this guy's already, you know, putting his name out there to other coaches about looking, you know, where else he wants to go. So is Lane Kiffin. And so is every other coach. And by the way, that coach is already making $11 million. The kid isn't making $11 million, nor does he have the next 20 years to make $11 million. And Lane Kiffin does. And he still can't make a decision. Why is it that we demonize the kids, but with coaches, we're like, well, what's he supposed to do?
That I agree with you. But I just find me a coach, a head coach that makes a jump that handles it perfectly.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It's tough.
You just can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You do the best you can.
You do the best you can, and I think the way Lane Kiffin is handling this is not the best you can. I think he's doing it piss poor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.